It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Just text the word news to 57500.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here for Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all summer because if you want to get that summer trip going and we're getting in that real hot part of the year, how about a hot sale for you? $150 off a set of four Big O brand tires through August 23rd. This is a big time deal.
Wow.
They now have 42 stores, Scott, from Logan to Beaver. Not down to Ridgefield anymore. It's all the way down to Beaver, baby. So they're covering you all the way across the Wasatch Front.
I know, and they also have the lowest prices on every tire, every brand. And all those brands you know, like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, Continental, BF Goodrich, and even more. And it's not just tires, Alex.
Right.
You can come in for brakes, shocks, struts, oil changes, alignments, and your air conditioner because you know you need the air conditioner right now.
No credit needed financing. They're going to hook you up on any budget. And I'll tell you what, if you need to go in and get that alignment checked, you can get it for free right now. You go in and make sure your car's performing at its best. Like so many other Americans taking road trips out there, you can go to your local Big O and make sure that you're ready for that trip. And it's all contactless service if you want through the Big O Tires as well. Go to their website and find the location nearest you. That's BigOtires.com, BigOtires.com.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
infectious disease doctors across the state are discussing the potential impact of COVID-19 on the academic school year. They say even with months of data, there's still a lot of unknowns. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a staggering bomb blast in Beirut this morning. At least 50 people killed in Lebanon, 3,000 injured. The prime minister says a warehouse where the explosion happened had been storing ammonium nitrate for the past 6 years. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, we're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Heavy delays both north and southbound on Highway 89 due to a crash at the I-84 junction. It's been blocking a lane of traffic. And you also have traffic lights out causing a rough ride in South Salt Lake at 33rd South and the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky sunshine and not quite as hot. I'm Kevin Eubanks.
It's 94 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The Lebanese government now says at least 70 people are dead, more than 3,500 injured after an explosion that leveled the city's port, the Beirut port. President Trump offering condolences from the U.S.
Sending America's deepest sympathies to the people of Lebanon, where reports indicate that many, many people were killed.
The U.S. Embassy advising Americans to wear a mask if they must go out, citing reports of toxic gases. Tropical storm Isaias is blamed for at least four deaths. Winds still clocked at 65 miles per hour over New England. Negotiations continuing in the Senate on a COVID-19 economic relief package without progress. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves announcing a mask mandate and making a decision about schools.
I will also sign an executive order today to delay the start of the academic year for grades 7 through 12 in a handful of counties.
The state is one of 35 where COVID-19 deaths are rising. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Infectious disease doctors at University of Utah Health and Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital held a virtual conference this morning about getting students and teachers back to school safely. Epidemiologist Dr. Adam Hirsch answering a question about schools which can't space kids out the necessary 6 feet.
The greater the distance, the better. So much in terms of the answer to the question of is it going to be safe depends also not just on the actual classroom itself, but on the community. The lower the transmission rate in the community, the more able we would be to tolerate slightly closer together desks than farther apart. In addition to all of the mitigation strategies that we're working hard to emphasize in schools, we know what to do in schools: physical distancing, face coverings, cohorting, hand washing, symptom screens. Perhaps the most important thing to be able to open schools and allow schools to stay open is for all of us in the community to do what we know we can do to reduce transmission outside of the school environment. keeping the appropriate distance between ourselves, not going to mass gatherings, wearing face coverings at all times in public spaces. Those are the things that are going to allow us to open schools and keep schools open.
What about other countries that have already opened schools? What have we learned from them? U of U Chief of Infectious Disease Dr. Sankar Swaminathan says there's no one-size-fits-all recipe.
It's complicated, and it depends on a lot of different factors. But in terms of successful reopenings, you know, some of the evidence that suggested that kids are not the major drivers of outbreaks is true. But those studies were done, many of them were done under conditions where the schools were already locked down. They were done shortly after South Korea, Switzerland, and so on, took fairly draconian measures when they saw where this was heading. And so, yes, kids were not the drivers of epidemic when they were not going to school. But we don't know how much of a problem outbreaks in schools is going to be yet. It may be possible for one county to open up with relatively little risk because there's relatively little community transmission. Despite the best intentions, if there is a raging amount of community transmission, as there is in several states, and fairly high transmission in at least a couple of counties in Utah, then there is going to be a risk of reopening the schools. And the risk may not be to the child itself very high, but the risk of then exacerbating community transmission and bringing it home certainly exists.
All the docs on this call agree slowing the spread outside of schools is the best preventative and best way to keep everyone healthy and safe. KSL News Time 450. You've been listening to the In-Depth Now Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
33rd South at the I-15 junction. We've had traffic lights malfunctioning, and it's been a little bit of a rough ride in that spot. If you can avoid it and take an alternate route, you want to do so. Southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, you're going to see a slow ride as you're going between 53rd and just after 90th South. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are actually looking at a good drive, but we've had a crash reported State Street and 53rd South. Michelle?
Well, for drivers headed westbound I-80, making your way over to SR-36 on into Chula, you're seeing good speeds there. A little bit of scattered delay. This is Bankator Highway in spots from Salt Lake down to Riverton. And I-15 in Utah County still looking good down there. Steve?
And we have a crash causing big backups in Weber County. North and southbound Highway 89. Got a crash there on the northbound side at the I-84 junction in Weber County. Looks like a right lane is closed. Those northbound delays are back to SR-193. Southbound delays building back to Harrison Boulevard. Every day, UTA's bus operators go the extra mile. Their unmatched dedication drives us forward and connects us all together. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
They're on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. The details from Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, the next 7 days stay hot and dry across the state. Tonight, 69 for the low, 99 for the high on Wednesday with sunny skies, 98 degrees Thursday. Another weak little front will nudge over the area for Friday, Saturday, and that'll knock us back into the mid-90s for the weekend and the first part of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's a little bit cooler today, 94 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
End of the spring, and here she comes back. Hi, 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 hi there. Damn summer day. A cloud nine when I
want. Backyard barbecue season is officially here. Now's the time to apply IFA Step 3 Spring and Summer Fertilizer to keep your lawn looking great through the summer holidays. Locally formulated for our lawns and climate here in the Intermountain West, Step 3 helps your grass withstand the heat and stay a beautiful dark green color all summer long. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Everyone knows your local IFA Country Store is the place to be for everything that grows, even growing kids. At IFA, you'll find great-fitting kids' clothing, footwear, and hats from all your favorite brands. We've got the rest of the family covered, too, with stylish and comfortable jeans, tops, workwear, footwear, and accessories. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
Utah travel adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Brian Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in the circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
We're watching Utah's Money, and KSL Drives, the Ford CEO, Jim Hackett, is retiring. CNN Business reports the company's COO, the Chief Operating Officer, Jim Farley, will take over at Ford. Ford stock was up 2.5% today. You've heard of Wawa, right? The grocery chain back east. They're trying out a new drive-through store idea in Pennsylvania. Customers order and pay online, and employees scamper around the store gathering the items up before gently delivering them to your car while you wait. On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 164 points to 26,828. The S&P added 11 points. The NASDAQ gained 38. KSL News Time, 4:56. Time for Jazz Notes. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz fell to the Los Angeles Lakers Monday night, 116-108. Despite 33 points from All-Star guard Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz couldn't keep up with forward Anthony Davis, who scored 42 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in the Lakers' win. Mike Conley added 24 points and 8 assists for the Jazz in the loss. Quinn Snyder's team was once again plagued by poor shooting in Orlando. The team connected on just 12 of 43 three-point attempts, moving the usually hot-shooting Jazz average to just 26% over the last three games.
We had some possessions where the ball really moved, and we got really wide-open threes, and we weren't able to knock them down.
The Jazz now turn their attention to the Memphis Grizzlies. The Jazz will face the 8-seeded Memphis squad on Wednesday. The Grizzlies are 0-3 since resuming the NBA season and are fighting to hold on to the final playoff spot in the West. For all the latest news on the Utah Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.